What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 70 with your host, LT Nasty. We got a lot to talk about in today's episode. One of the main points of discussion include the preview of the Stanley Cup Final, which at the time I started recording this, the Stanley Cup Final kicks off in about an hour or two, probably about an hour, 8 o'clock tonight. Currently, at the time I started recording this, at around 7:07. So, a little under an hour until game one of the Stanley Cup Final. So we'll get into a preview of that matchup. And then also going to be talking about the NBA Finals, because the NBA Finals have already started. Denver is up 1-0 on Miami. So for those who have not been paying attention to the NBA playoffs, I will recap the conference finals, and the same thing is going to go for the NHL, for the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you have not been paying attention to the Stanley Cup playoffs, specifically now that we're, you know, already in the final, and I already highlighted the first two rounds, I obviously have to recap the conference final for those that missed it. So we'll get into that in a little bit, but I gotta say, the Stanley Cup playoffs, this has probably been one of the most chaotic playoffs I've ever seen for this for hockey, for the Stanley Cup, because anything, and here's the thing with that, because I've seen a lot of chaotic postseasons. I've seen a lot of chaotic postseasons in, you know, for the NHL, but man, this year just takes the cake, because the Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final of all teams. Yeah, the Florida Panthers of all teams are representing the Eastern Conference. And they'll be taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, which I'm not really too surprised at, that the Vegas Golden Knights made it back. Because I feel like anyone who watched them last year, you know, they still had some problems. Obviously, they had to. Obviously, they got Jack Eichel, and he was still recovering from his injury. It just kind of figured they would get back into the playoffs and make another deep run. And look what happened. They are now in the Cup Final. I am going to say this. This must be an awkward moment for Sabres fans and Bruins fans. I definitely Bruins fans, I know that. But Sabres fans as well, because let's start with that. Jack Eichel has a chance to lift Lord Stanley. And man, that just puts into perspective, like, how badly the Sabres messed up that situation. Like, they literally could have built a team around them. They failed to do so. And I'm sorry, Sabres fans. It's the truth. Like, you have a star player, probably one of the best players in your franchise for a very long time. And then you just do not do anything with him. You basically waste his talents. And I know I've harped on this in the past in a previous episode, but man, like, how do you fail to build around them? But then again, it kind of makes sense, because, you know, the Sabres have been poorly run for a while. It's the truth. Like, anyone, and I'm sure Sabres fans would agree that, you know, that team has been run poorly for a very long time. And it makes sense, because, correct me if I'm wrong, they still have, like, the longest playoff drought of any team in the NHL right now. Here's the funny part in all that. You would have thought it would have been the Coyotes, but they made the postseason a while back. I'm talking a while back. I'm going like 10 years, maybe a little over a decade ago. Probably smack dab in the middle of that, when the Blackhawks were still competitive, or I should say on the verge of establishing their dynasty. But yeah, the fact that it wasn't the fact that it's not the Coyotes that has the longest playoff drought just puts in the perspective how much of a shit show the Sabres were for a long time. But cannot say that now. Cannot say that now. They got a really bright future. They got some interesting young players. But still, gotta be awkward for Sabres fans to see Jack Eichel in the Stanley Cup final. That being said, let's move on to the Bruins fans side of things, because now they have to watch either, like, you thought it was bad for Sabres fans having to watch this, but Bruins fans are just in a whole nother state of hell. They're in a completely different state of hell, because now they have to watch the team that came all the way back and beat them, the team that knocked them out in the first round, and the team led by the coach they fired last year. Yeah, if you were living under a rock, which I'm sure the majority of you have not been, you would know that. But just in case people have not been paying attention, Bruce Cassidy, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, was the Bruins coach the last few years, and then he got canned. He got canned last year and is now in the Cup final again. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't really want to make my predictions. I think I'm going to avoid making predictions, because I think, because like I said, most of my predictions usually do not work out. Actually, the majority of them don't work out. Let's be honest here. But it should be a great series. Anyone who thinks Vegas is going to sweep, I'm just going to give you a fair warning right now. You have about, I don't know, but you might want to retract those statements, because everyone said the Bruins were going to sweep the Panthers. That didn't happen. And then you know what happened with the Leafs fans chanting, "We want Florida," and the Panthers dismantled them. And then everyone said the Canes were going to beat the Panthers, or the majority of people said the Canes were going to beat the Panthers. And the Panthers swept the Canes. So, yeah, it's honestly been, it's been very interesting to watch. Like, the Panthers, like my team got bounced in the first round. Like I said, I'm a Rangers fan, but, you know, after they got bounced, it sucked, but watching the Panthers have the run of their life in the playoffs has been incredible to watch. Like I've been paying attention. If there's been one series, probably two or three series that caught my attention. If I can name like one, two, or three series aside from the Rangers-Devils series, because I'm a Rangers fan, that caught my attention. Obviously, the Panthers-Bruins. Just literally any series that involved literally all the series that the Panthers have been in. The first round, the second round, the conference final. Like, it's just been so good to watch. It's been intriguing to watch. Like, a wild card team is just absolutely dismantling some of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. Like, and this was a team that had Pittsburgh beat Chicago a while back. I believe this was the end of the regular season. Had Pittsburgh beat the Blackhawks a while back in one of the, like, I think it was one of the final regular season games, they would not be in the playoffs. It would be Pittsburgh. But, yeah, they were literally, like, fighting for their life. They were fighting for their life. And now they're just going on an unbelievable run. It's been incredible to watch. And that brings up my next point. We'll get into this in a little bit. after following the recap, but we'll talk about that. That leads me to the other team in South Florida, and that being the Miami Heat. We'll get to that. We'll talk about them in a little bit when we get to the NBA playoffs, the NBA playoff recap, or I should say the NBA conference finals recap. Because I basically recapped in the last episode the first and second round. I might have not gotten around to the second round recap.
I did get to the second round recap. What am I talking about? But
we'll get into all that in a little bit. We'll get to the NBA in a little bit, the NBA playoffs. It's the Panthers have just... Every person that has written the Panthers off, the Panthers have just proven everyone wrong. Like, they're like, oh, you're going to write us off? All right, we're gonna fuck around and come back from 3-1 against the Bruins. Oh, you're going to write us off for the second round? We're going to stomp the Leafs into the ground. Oh, we're going to write us off for the conference finals? Oh, no big deal. We're just going to sweep the Hurricanes. One of the other top teams in the East. Just absurd. And now they're in the Cup final for the first time since 1996. It's just
crazy. When I look at this team, when I look at the Florida Panthers, I think of like this year's Panthers. I think of one team in particular. One specific team. And it's pretty... Anyone who's been paying attention... anyone who's been paying attention, you know where I'm going with this. They remind me of the 2012 LA Kings. The 2012 LA Kings... Like, they are just ridiculous. Like, they look like a team of destiny. Quite literally. It's just ridiculous. Like, they are almost eerily similar. Like, if you look at their rosters, like, they obviously got the star players. And then they got the solid defense, and then you got the key role players in there doing their job night in and night out. And then you got the goaltending pick it up at the right time, at the most opportune time. And I've said it before in a previous episode, Sergei Bobrovsky has been unbelievable. Sergei Bobrovsky has been unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like they, it is like a spitting image, like I said, of the 2012 LA Kings. Ridiculously. They have all the components. Everything that 2012 Cup-winning Kings team had, it is eerily similar. It's like looking into a mirror almost. And it's been, like I said, it's been incredible to watch. And I'm going to say it right now. If the Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup, if they somehow upend Vegas, which considering what they've done to the Bruins, considering what they've done to the Leafs, and considering what they've done to the Hurricanes, I wouldn't leave it out of the picture. I think it could happen. I think there's a very good chance it can happen. If they win, like I said, if they win the Stanley Cup, this will go down as this will be one of the greatest Cinderella runs in Stanley Cup playoff history. If not the greatest Cinderella run / Cinderella story in Stanley Cup playoff history. Or in just NHL history in general. Like, you just... Incredible. It would be absolutely incredible. And I know Kings fans would probably get a little irritated about the thought of another eighth seed doing that. But then again, at the same time, I feel like Kings fans also wouldn't mind it because feel like I said, like the Kings and Golden Knights, that's a rivalry, and I don't think any Kings fan wants Vegas winning, let's be honest. But yeah, this, like I said, if the Panthers win the cup, they will go that run, this run that they're currently on, it will go down as one of the greatest, like, Cinderella stories in NHL history. Like, and you can bank on it. Like, that will be the case if, like I said, if they bring it home, if they win the Stanley Cup. Anyway, but yeah, going back to what I was saying before, yeah, it's, yeah, going back to what I was talking about the Bruins fans, yeah, Bruins fans are in a different state of hell because you have to watch your former head coach compete for a cup, or it's either root for the, what am I talking about root for? I feel like the majority of, if not all the Bruins fans, I don't speak for Bruins fans, but I feel like the majority of them are definitely rooting for Bruce Cassidy to win the cup. And honestly, that's fair because I'm going to be honest with you. They did him dirty. Boston did him dirty. The Bruins did him dirty. But considering he helped coach the Bruins to the cup final in 2019, but that's besides the point. So, yeah, I feel like the majority of Bruins fans are rooting for Bruce Cassidy. And I'm going to be honest, if you're not, like, really? Like, you're rooting for the Panthers, the team that came back from 3-1 to beat you? Like, just makes no sense if that was the case. But, yeah, no, cup final, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be intriguing. The game, like I said, the game starts at 8 o'clock, which is about in 45 minutes. So let's keep it rolling here for a minute. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I need to go through the recaps. I don't think I need to go through the recap of the conference final because I already discussed at least the Eastern Conference final. I don't need to go through a recap because, like I said, the Panthers swept the Hurricanes, even though Rod Brind'Amour didn't call it a sweep. To be fair, like, the games were all really close in nature, but Rod, your team still lost four straight. Like, it's still a sweep. Come on now. Anyway, moving along. Yeah. Let's head over to the Western Conference final. I know probably a lot of you are getting tired of this recap, and I haven't even gotten into the Western Conference recap, but Vegas won 4-2 against Dallas. I'm sorry. It looked scary for a second for Vegas because Dallas won back-to-back games, and now it was 3-2. You have that thought of doubt going through your head, and it looked like Dallas was not going to go down. It looks like they were going to claw their way back into it, but it was just too much. I'm not going to lie, though. That would have been sick. That would have been sick to see Dallas come all the way back and win that series. I'm just saying. Two incredible comebacks in one postseason. You could sign me up for that. You could sign me up for that. I mean, I wouldn't even say really much of a comeback. I mean, it was the one seed. I wouldn't say it was like... probably wouldn't be like one of the biggest comebacks of the playoffs, considering it's the one seed against the two seed. So you kind of expected Dallas to put up a little bit more of a fight, which they did. Granted, they did. They managed to drag it to six games. But yeah, it was just too much of a task. But it was that was a incredible season for the Stars. I'm sure they'll be back. I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the offseason for some of these teams, for some of the teams that I talked about, which brings up my next thing before we get to the NBA for a minute. It's going to be interesting to see what the Hurricanes do in the offseason, because they got swept, like I said, they got swept by the Panthers. They got swept by the Panthers. So that brings up the thought, what moves do they need to make to put themselves over the top? Because like they've, the last few years, at least from what I've been paying attention, they've been very competitive. They've been one of the best teams in the East year in and year out, like the last probably four or five years, give or take. And they just cannot get it done. Like, especially in the conference finals. I believe the Hurricanes lost like 12 straight conference finals games. Let me just double check on that. Let me just double check. 12 straight Eastern Conference Finals games. 12. Like, that's just absurd. Like, the fact that you lost 12 straight Eastern Conference Finals games, that's just yikes. Which brings up the next thing. Like, here's the thing. The Hurricanes brought in a lot of talent. They're no joke. They brought in a lot of talent. They brought in Brent Burns. They brought in Shane Gostisbehere as well. Like, how much more do they need to get over the top? That's my that would be my next question. Like, without of course, you know, going over the salary, over the salary cap. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens for the Hurricanes this offseason. There's going to be a lot of questions that need to be asked for that team. And now, obviously, they had injuries. They missed some key players. But still, they were still decimating in the playoffs without some of those key players. So, like I said, going to be interesting to see. Let's see. Woof. Yeah. Let's move it along. We're going to hop on over to the NBA playoffs. Here we go. Quick recap. We're going to get over to the NBA playoffs before we close it out. Nuggets beat the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I'm going to be honest with you. The Lakers should not have been here. The fact that the Lakers even got into the playoffs at all is just absurd. Like, absurd. And like I said, this goes back to, you know, certain players stepping up, other players getting healthy, specifically Anthony Davis, because I've said it before, a healthy AD is a problem for the rest of the league. Healthy Anthony Davis is a problem for the rest of the league. And it's clear as day. But, you know, they couldn't do anything against Jokic and the Nuggets. It was clear. That was also clear as day. I mean, the Nuggets Nugget, like I said, the Nuggets swept them. And the Nuggets are competing for their first NBA title. Honestly, it's going to be intriguing to see how the rest of the series goes down. Because, like I said, the Nuggets won game one. Probably should have recorded this, which brings up my next point. I probably should have recorded this episode prior to the NBA Finals starting, but that's besides the point. Like I said, though, the Lakers should not have been here. They looked like dog water throughout the their performance throughout the early on in the season, and really for the majority of the season, was terrible at times. It looked inconsistent. Just shouldn't have been here. But other teams in the West were constantly stepping on each other. But that's besides that. Those are just my thoughts on it. And I know a lot of you Laker fans are probably going to get mad about me, or probably going to get mad at me for saying that. But hey, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's my opinion. Anyway, in the East, the Heat, Eastern Conference Finals, probably one of the most entertaining series in the playoffs. The Heat won in seven against the Celtics. Like I said, it's Nuggets Heat in the finals, so you guys already know. It's Denver won nothing in the finals, but I don't need to rehash that. But that series, it looked like the Heat were going to sweep. Like, it legitimately looked like the Heat were going to sweep after game three. Like, it was done. Everyone was writing the Celtics off. And then the Celtics somehow fuck around and win three straight. They remembered how to play basketball. And they won three straight and forced a game seven. And then promptly got embarrassed at home by the Heat. How about that? Like, two Boston teams that play at TD Garden getting embarrassed in a game seven. Woof. Like that. And now that the fact that I just mentioned that, I'm probably going to have Boston fans on coming after me. But now I thought when the Celtics tied that series, in all seriousness, enough of the joking around, the jokes of, the Boston teams choking. But like I said, in all seriousness, jokes aside, I thought when the Celtics tied that series up, I thought that was it. The Celtics have it unlocked. There's just no way the Heat are going to win game seven in TD Garden. There's just no shot. Absolutely no shot. And for a while, it was a back and forth game. Both teams were trading blows left and right. But the Heat eventually pulled away. And that's what happens. Anyway, that being said, that's it for me. I'm going to cut this episode off at... wait a minute. One more thing. If the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers both win their respective championships, South Florida is about to be a movie for 3-4 months straight. Like, it is going to be a nonstop party if both the Panthers and the Heat win their respective championships. Or if they win both, the NBA championship and the Stanley Cup. So it'll be interesting to see. But that's it for me. I'm going to cut the episode off here. It's about to hit the 30-minute mark, which is, for whatever reason, Spotify for podcasters. Just cuts it off at the 30-minute mark. Anyway, that's about it. This has been your host, LT Nasty. I will see you all in episode 71. That'll most likely be when the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals conclude. So, I'm out. Peace.